Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I will tell you with great regret, Kang, that one of our segments for today's show has been ruined. It's been ruined.
That's a strong word, Doug. Ruined?
Yes. I was so excited because on Gator's show sheet today, under the Michigan-USC preview.
Oh, hold on. Because I during the break, I said to you, I think I totally butchered this, and this is why it's ruined, because I recognized my mistake before you guys got a chance to make fun of me.
Yes.
So now we can set it up, because now you know that I totally was going to butcher the name.
We were so excited we had big hopes for this.
But no, I figured it out in time.
He did figure it out in time. As it pertains to the Michigan game against USC Saturday, the Trojans come to town with a quarterback by the name of Miller Moss.
Miller Moss, household name.
Gator, in his preview, wrote the following. Is Mason Mills for real? Seriously, that name can't be real, right?
No, in fact, it's not.
We read that, and we're like, what?
We're like, is he referring to Miller Moss?
Yeah.
And is he actually questioning if the name Mason Mills is for real? Because the answer's no.
Yeah,
it's not
right?
For real.
Exactly.
Wait, maybe quarterback's Wake Forest, Gator.
Or West Virginia.
Oh, touche. I'm taking shots because of the Costa stuff earlier. That's great. But I got it. I got it ahead of time. I totally screwed that up, and I caught my mess up.
You did.
Before we addressed it on the air. So I'm good.
How'd you catch your mess up, by the way?
Yeah. Because Doug and I were talking about high school football during a commercial break, and Doug mentioned a name, and he said, yes, that's his real name. And it jogged my memory, and they're like, oh, well, the whole Miller Moss thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, did I put Mason Moss? And you're like, no. And
then
he started laughing. He goes, no, in fact, we're going to make a bit out of it because you butchered it even worse than that.
Where the hell did Mason Mills come from?
I don't know. I wasn't even watching, you know, the Rocky Balboa movie, Mason the Lion Dixon. It's not from that. I don't know.
I can laugh hysterically now, but the truth is we do this on a regular basis. Yeah. You get names, you get wires crossed, you get next thing you know, you got Mason Mills taking a snap.
Well, it was morning at 8:45. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole we can't have quite as much fun.
He's like, Marshall Mathers is the quarterback of USC, guys. Is this weird?
Meek Mill. Back to pass.
But Miller Moss is kind of made up, isn't it?
Well, Mason Mills is.
All right. Yes, but again, we've gone past that. No fun with that. Miller Moss.
Ah, my disappointment.
Different Eminem.
Yeah. It's all right. Funny, but unfortunately, Gator caught his mistake. Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, I'm glad you caught it.
Yes.
For your sake.
Oh, my. Well, it's like making a mistake before you go into the commercial break. You need to
it's the worst thing.
You.
Yesterday, yeah. I totally butchered what the red bandana game was for. And did we get some notification on what it was for, Gator, Kang?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you got it right. We corrected it.
We did correct. Well, I got it right after I got corrected.
Yes.
Yeah. So I shouldn't. No, I should, because you'd make fun of me. All right. Let's get back to your open line calls. 248-539-9797. Herb, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Herb?
How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
I called in on two things. First, Doug, I don't know if you think that's an easy road trip, but that drive from Detroit to Phoenix is rough, man. it's rough. I live out here in Phoenix now, and I've done that trip like probably 3 times, and I do not want to ever do that again.
Well, since they've invented these aeroplanes, things have gotten easier to get there.
We're going with like a group of 8 of us to the game on Sunday, and they do travel well, the Lions fans. We went out to LA and watched a Chargers game last year, and it was crazy leaving the game. Like, I could not believe all the Lions fans heading out and just chanting, you know, and it was like a huge party in LA of Lions fans. It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's really neat what's happened here and how people have gotten behind this team. And and look, the unprecedented enthusiasm, like the reason I brought up, by the way, that these trips are made way ahead of time is because, like, last week's loss, nobody's canceling their trip to Arizona because of last week's loss. If you are, I mean, I guess definitely, there might be a few. So people bought the tickets, planned the road trip. I think there'll be a sizable presence and, Sunday.
And the second thing, I'd like to see him feature Montgomery more, at least give him the ball at least 20 times. I feel like that guy, they just beat the hell out of everybody with the offensive line, and he run in between the tackles and wear him down, and opens up everything for everybody.
Well, there's something to be said for this guy's effectiveness. It's wild that, I mean, that the memories of week one carried over to this week, because he didn't have a great game last week. I mean, he had a good run inside the 10, which is maybe why people wanted to see more of him, is because they didn't finish drives in the once they got into the red zone. But I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. The thing is, they've got so many weapons. I have a feeling if we want to, after every game this year, whether they win or lose, even after wins though, we're going to go, we could play the, yeah, but where was blank card? Because of there's a lot of weapons on offense, and not everybody's going to be featured in every game. But who do you want to see featured in this game is our question at 248-539-9797.
For me, it's more of a number than it is a player. I want 30 runs, at least. I want the running game to have at least 30 carries. Mm-hmm. I don't care how they split it up, because I trust Ben Johnson. They'll split it up the way they need to split it up. But if they carry the ball 30 times, this team's going to be controlling the game.
I mean, I guess if you look at, if the first 2 weeks matter, and I don't know how much they do, it's maybe too early in the season to like look at these things and say they matter. But remember, Arizona last year was one of the worst pass rush teams of the NFL. They only had 33 sacks. They weren't able to pressure quarterbacks effectively. And they're allowing 8.3 yards per attempt through 2 weeks, which is 31st in the NFL. Their rush defense has actually been top five in yards per carry, which is, I think, a very important metric. And so, is this another game where, as much as we can sit here and say, run the football, because the Lions, very attractive way to win games, and they're capable of doing it. If these stats matter at all, and I'm not sure that they do, it might be too early. It might be another game where that defense is vulnerable to the pass. Now, they sacked Matthew Stafford 5 times last week, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're hoping out there is that it's truly indicative of a better pass rush. That's what they're hoping.
Well, they got to Stafford 5 times. The Lions didn't, if I'm not mistaken, right?
We'll have to look and see.
I think they got to him a couple times. And then the talk after the game was how quickly Stafford got the ball out of his hands, that there was no way the Lions could get there because the ball was gone within, you know, by 2.2 seconds he was releasing it. Arizona found a way to get there. Now, maybe it was simply because both of the wide receivers for the Rams were done. The whole offensive line was done. So who does he have left to throw to that he can trust? He's going to have to wait a little bit longer for those guys to get open, and then wham, he's on his back. I don't know. I do think that Dan Campbell pays very close attention to statistical, not anomalies, but statistical trends.
Yep.
And when they develop their game plan, as they should. And so you bringing this up is interesting, but it is only 2 games into the season.
It is only 2 games.
So, and you couple that with what the Lions can do, and I just, for me, I'm still going to stand by it. I think there's great logic with what you have to say. Maybe it's more of a gut feeling now than anything else. Well, but I want to see at least 30 carries for this football.
Running the football is such an effect. When you can do it, it's a really effective way to win games. I mean, it just is. This is a passing league still. And so, I feel like people were upset that last weekend they came out passing to establish the run. They had admitted as much. Dan Campbell said he wasn't going to apologize for it. And I'm not sure it's not the same game plan against this defense this week. Now, if I'm going to feature somebody in a passing game, I don't know if I force feed the ball to Laporta. I think Laporta becomes maybe a more primary target in the red zone. And look, Goff told us Laporta was a target in the red zone, and Tampa schemed up to take him away. And you know, they did call plays for Sam Laporta, or at least a play for Sam Laporta in the red zone. And whatever Tampa did defensively, it wasn't there.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.